Russia will hold its biggest military exercises in nearly four decades next month. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu says the massive military exercise will also involve the Chinese and Mongolian armies. It will take place in central and eastern Russian military districts. Almost 300,000 troops, over 1,000 military aircraft, two Russian naval fleets, and all Russian airborne units will be involved in the maneuvers. The war game will occur at a time of heightened tensions between the West and Russia. Moscow argues that NATO military buildup on Russia's western flank is unjustified. James Jatross, former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst, joins us from Washington, D.C. So the magnitude of this is obvious in terms of the numbers and how it's been announced. Now, what type of reaction do you think the U.S. and, of course, NATO is going to take based on what may happen here, as this news indicates?
Well, I think we can expect a very critical reaction. Even the earlier exercises, the Zapad West exercises, that were much smaller in scale, produced a hysterical reaction, really, on the part of Western governments and NATO, that somehow this it was a projection of Russian aggressiveness, even though, let's never forget, these are maneuvers taking place on Russia's own territory. But instead, what we heard about those earlier exercises is they were taking close to NATO's borders, which is really a function, of course, of NATO bringing its own borders up to Russia. Now, these, of course, are on the other part of the country. They don't directly face NATO forces, but as you point out, the magnitude of these exercises, about one-third of Russia's total army participating in these exercises, is very significant.
Well, the Russian President Vladimir Putin said that they need to show a reaction to NATO's buildup. Now, given the this particular display that's going to happen in terms of their military exercises, do the Russians want NATO to actually retreat a little bit? Or what do they expect, do you think, from NATO?
You know, that's hard to say, because I think realistically they don't expect anything positive from NATO. John Bolton, the National Security Advisor, met recently with Mr. Patrushev, his counterpart in Moscow, at least to open up some channels of communication, especially military to military. But I don't think there's any doubt that NATO and especially the Washington will continue to press Moscow on all fronts. We see this buildup now around Syria in expectation of the Idlib offensive by the Syrian army, supported by the Russians, that whatever President Trump's desire is to relax tensions with Russia, to build a better relationship with Russia, that simply is not happening. That the apparatus of the American government continues on autopilot, and all we can do is press forward.
Thank you for that. James Jatross, former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst.